Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The shortstop, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Chiazza. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bartel. Frey moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frey scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Frey. Chiazza moves to second. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Cavaretta steals second. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field. Marty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marty. Whitehead moves to second. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a pop-up towards short. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Day. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Mancuso and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0 for 1 in the game. Marti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Melott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott strikes out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-1 in the game. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schumacher. Frey moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-2 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitehead. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-2 in the game. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cavaretta. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. McCarthy reaches third base with a triple. Cavaretta throws the ball into O'Day, who tags McCarthy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mancuso scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Smith now pitching. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-3 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-3 in the game. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta who is chasing the ball. Mancuso reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Mickey Haslin pinch runs for Gus Mancuso. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.